This is WLVR's Flight Club. I'm Christine Dempsey. You know, there are two things that I love to do when I go visit a different city, and that is find the local record store and find the local craft breweries or the folks that are selling that local craft beer. I was in New England, and I found this really great store that had all these different types of beer from the area. So I brought a couple, or more than a couple, home, and is going to give them a try. I'm going to give it a try with one of my coworkers who also loves beer. Carla Kohler works with me at WLVR and PBS 39. Carla works in the education department. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm excited. Now,
I needed somebody adventurous for this one that I picked out, and Carla is the person. It is a beer from the company is called Lamplighter Brewing. They're located in Cambridge, Massachusetts. And the name of this beer is Don't Call Me Honey, Honey. So, Carla, what would you expect from that?
Honey. That it would be a little sweet.
Okay. But here's the twist. This is a hot honey lager.
Ooh.
So that's very
intriguing.
It is very intriguing. Also, I found out that this was brewed by the women who work at Lamplighter Brewing. So this is a female, the company's not female-owned exclusively, but women worked on the Don't Call Me Honey, Honey.
Even better. So I hope I really like it.
Let's give it a try.
Oh, it's actually very honey-colored.
It is. It's a darker color, like a darker straw color. Really nice head on this. Now, I think I neglected to say that this is a lager. So it's a lager beer with a hot honey in it. Let's give it a sip. Carla, I'm not getting that sweet heat.
I was waiting for the heat to come. You feel a little bit in the back of your throat, but I was expecting, I think, a little bit more. Like, that's where I feel it, but it's subtle.
It's really subtle.
I feel like if you hold it there, you get, like, that tang. Yeah, I wanted more, but it's good.
So it's beer that should come with instructions. That's what we're saying.
It is still kind of refreshing, even though it has that little heat to it.
Well, yes, I don't want to lose sight of the fact that this is a good beer.
It's good, yes.
This is definitely a good beer, but it is not what I was expecting or hoping it would be. So it is the Don't Call Me Honey, Honey, the Hot Honey Lager from Lamplighter Brewing in Cambridge, Mass. And good beer could be hotter. All right, we're going to try something else that is from the New England area, but this time we are going to Portland, Maine. The company is called Bellflower Brewing, and we're going to try their Scruggsy. It's a New England IPA that comes in at 7.1%. Carly, you are a fan of the IPAs, aren't you?
I am. The hoppier, the better.
Okay, let's give this one a try. You can see right away that this is a cloudier beer than the lager that we just had. And it almost looks like grapefruit.
Yes, if you had white grapefruit.
And it does have that that IPA smell to it. And let's see the what kind of citrus flavors we'll be tasting with this.
I have to say, to me, it's very pineapple-y.
Yeah, that's definitely what I'm getting is the pineapple.
This one is nice and light.
So this is the Scruggsy New England IPA coming in at 7.1% from Bellflower Brewing in Portland, Maine. All in all, I think this was a successful Flight Club. Two very different flavors that we're trying. Disappointed in our hot honey because it wasn't hot enough, at least for me. But Carla will give you instructions. Just hold it in your mouth, then swallow it. You'll get the heat.
I'm not disappointed in the flavor. I guess it was the expectation that I'm disappointed with.
There you go. It sounds like a parent. Okay. Great. Carla, thank you so much for joining me on WLVR's Flight Club.
Thank you.
And if you want to listen to more of our past reviews, you can do that at WLVR.org/Flight Club.